Petersburg Borough Assembly meetings are brought to you by KFSK and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, offering asset protection and security through insurance. Home, auto, boat, life. Information from a real live person who is in the same phone book as you, Petersburg Insurance at 772-3858.
Cindy? Is that you, Cindy?
Yes.
Thank you. Jay?
Here.
Eric?
Excused.
Bart?
Here.
Nancy?
Yes.
Kurt?
I'm assuming he'll be here later, so I've granted him another day, and he's, I know he's in town, so.
Okay.
We'll say excused until he shows up.
Bob?
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum present. There's four of us in the assembly chambers and one assembly member on the phone. So it's now time for the voluntary Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, that brings us to approval of minutes. I'm looking for a motion to approve the minutes of the January 17th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, no changes to those minutes, I'm seeing. For the record, Mr. Walhooter is with us. We'll give him a minute to sit down and then continue. To the approval of minutes of the January meeting. So. Do you have any changes?
Nope.
Okay.
Good, thank you.
We'll approve those minutes as presented. It's now time for any amendments or for a motion to approve today's meeting agenda.
Mr. Mayor, could we add an item under the discussion that talks about what kind of contacts or lobbying we might want to do when we're in Juneau?
Okay. Mind me, but okay. So, any other changes? So, there's one change I would like to suggest. I can't make a motion, but under this resolution where we're going to approve Senate Bill 28 for our land entitlement, I would guess we could change it when we get there, but we'll need a motion from somebody to add House Bill 85, which is going to be introduced tomorrow. So, we can do it now just to someone will make the motion to amend the agenda.
Do you want to wait till we get to that point?
Either way, just so we make sure we cover it. I guess that'd work. So, any other changes to today's agenda? Seeing none, all those in favor as it's amended, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we'll go forward with that one amendment, maybe two. Next item on the agenda is a public hearing. This is a public hearing for Ordinance 2017-01. This is an ordinance amending Petersburg Municipal Code, Chapter 4.12. It's for local improvements to update from city code to borough code and to incorporate the provisions of Petersburg Borough Charter, Article 16, local improvement into the borough code. So is there anybody in the audience that would like to talk during this public hearing? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. And we have a few bid awards today on our agenda. We'll handle them one at a time. The first item is A, 17-030. It's Mountain View Manor North Portico Foundation Repair Project Award Authorization. I would entertain a motion to approve that, to authorize that bid.
So move.
Second.
Okay, motion been made by Member Strand, seconded by Member Walhooter to allow Mountain View Manor to award that repair project to Tamiko of Petersburg for an amount not to exceed $54,100. Any discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Cindy?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, that bid award passes unanimously. The next bid award is item B, 17-031, and it's for a 350K KW standby generator replacement award authorization, and this is requested by Power Light Superintendent Joe Nelson. And the standby generator replacement project to Pacific Power, who he wants to bid it, award it to, project Pacific Power Generation, and that's for an amount not to exceed $97,612. I'd entertain a motion to approve that.
So move.
Second.
Okay, moved by Member Strand, seconded by Member Lynn to authorize this bid award. Any discussion?
Okay. Excuse me. Just one item for people listening at home in case they're interested. $97,612 is less than the $130,000 was budgeted, so good money saved on that.
Okay, good point. So any other discussion on that, this bid award? Okay, clerk call the roll.
Jay?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cindy?
Okay, that bid award passes unanimously. Is there, next item on the agenda is visitors' views related to items on today's agenda. Is there any visitors in the audience with views related to today's agenda? Okay, John, could you please come forward and state your name and who you represent?
My name is John Mirkus. I am representing myself. Is that an echo? I want to, I see 17B, changes to borough charter on your agenda. And I know this is only a discussion item, but when I glance at the agenda, I see it suggested you discuss major changes in the way we locally govern, including doing away with election of planning and zoning members and appointing them by the assembly, and giving the assembly the authority to make changes to sales and property taxes instead of by public vote, including senior exemptions and tax caps. Concerning service areas, it suggests that the Assembly can exercise additional power on the basis that it's in the best interest of the borough. That's a lot of authority given to seven people only. That's presently given to the general public by ballot. In the past few years, there have been multiple issues that the then City Council majority favored, but were overwhelmingly defeated by public vote. I think you have a good democratic system as is. Please do not diminish it. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, John. Is there anyone else in the audience today that has views related to items on today's agenda? Okay, seeing none, we'll move to visitors' views unrelated to items on today's agenda. Is there anybody in the audience that wants to speak to anything that's not on today's agenda? Seeing none, we'll move forward. Board, commission, and committee reports. There are none. There's two items under the consent agenda. The first one is Elks Lodge is asking for its liquor license to be renewed. And the second one is for the Petersburg Volunteer Fire Department to us to support them getting their 2017 gaming permit. I'd entertain a motion to approve both of the items on the consent agenda.
So move.
Second.
Second.
Okay, all kinds of us there. There's been a motion made by Member Strand, seconded by Member Wallhooter to approve the items on the consent agenda. Any discussion or questions? All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, the items on the consent agenda pass. Report of other officers. Liz Cabrera was going to give a update, but she's in on her way to Juneau. She's going to testify tomorrow at a House hearing for our land entitlement, so House Bill 85. I think it starts at like 8 in the morning. That's when the committee starts, but I think there's two other items on their agenda, so we will have to postpone that to a time when she's here. Next item is the mayor's report. Not much on the mayor's report again, but we're seeking letters of interest. The borough is seeking letters of interest from Petersburg residents willing to serve on the following boards and commissions until, excuse me, October 2017 municipal election. There's two seats on the hospital board, and letters of interest may be addressed to the borough clerk and emailed to dthompson@petersburgak.gov are mailed to Box 329, Petersburg, Alaska, 99833. Excuse me. Are dropped off at the Borough Administration Office at 15 North 12th Street. We're looking for someone on the Assembly that's interested in being appointed to the Historic Preservation Commission. This will last, it'll be a three-year term that will expire of 12/31/19, so if anybody decides to want to fill that position, just let me know or let the clerk know. In addition, the Commission still has a vacancy on the Planning Commission. That's the representative seat. Letters of interest may be submitted to the borough clerk as outlined earlier in this report. Next item on my mayor's report is borough land selection. Liz Cabrera and I, the community development director, we traveled to Juneau last week, and we're going to testify in the hearing, but it was kind of opposed, this Senate Bill 28 by, well, not really opposed, but by Senator McMenamin. She wanted to have DNR explain why there wasn't a monetary value put on the land. And their answer was that there hadn't been one before for the other 15 boroughs, but that didn't satisfy her question. So our lobbyist is working on it, and maybe we'll have better explanation tomorrow when we have the House bill. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully she'll change her mind, but the Senate Community Regional Affairs Committee will meet again on this issue. So maybe at that point, Senator Stedman will be there. He wasn't on that day because he had another bill that was being introduced at the same time. So our lobbyist is kind of optimistic that it'll pass. It might not, or get, you know, through the legislature. It might not be this year, but maybe next. So we'll see how it goes at the House bill hearing tomorrow morning. I'm glad Liz is up there, and I'm going to call in and give a brief little voice of support as well. Arctic Frontiers Conference. I went to Norway last month. That trip, I was invited by the Norwegian Embassy. That was very, very interesting, probably above my pay grade a little bit. There was 2,000 people that attended this year, 1,300 last year. It's the 11th year of that conference, but very interesting. There was ministers from all over the world, you know, from countries that aren't even, you know, in the Arctic, you know, like Singapore and China, Japan, everybody, because, you know, they could be involved in shipping them when it opens up in the Arctic. But it was really interesting. Have to add one little note here. This Stephen Sackler from BBC World News Hard Talk was the moderator, and that was very interesting. He could really engage people. I've seen him on TV, but to see him in person was pretty interesting. They were kind of hard on our newly elected president, him and Jeffrey Sachs, but they just said he was an easy target, and he is putting himself out in the media. So that was interesting. People, I mean, a lot of people that I talked to were kind of concerned with what's going on. I said, well, let's just see what happens. But I did meet with the mayor of Kirkness and the mayor of Tromso and invited them to Petersburg, as many other people. So they would like to come to Petersburg or Alaska at some point. It's on their bucket list. In fact, the mayor of Tromso will be in Fairbanks earlier this summer, and she might try to make her trip route back through Petersburg. So that would be nice. We'll have to give her a warm welcome if she shows up. That's about, well, one other thing I want to add, I guess. I'm done with talking about the Arctic Frontiers Conference, but chamber dinner, the end of the month, I believe it's on the 25th. We'll have people visiting from out of town. It'll be Senator Sullivan, Stedman, and Representative Christ Tompkins, as well as someone from possibly the Cook family that just purchased Icicle. If not, it'll be Icicle's new CEO. So that dinner's on the 25th of the month. And trying to arrange a timing for, you know, with Sullivan's office, what he's going to do when he's in town. He's in town for a, you know, brief period of time, but he wants to meet with Steve and myself. And if we could get maybe one or two other Assembly members to meet so we don't have a quorum, that would be easier. But if everybody wants to be there, then we'll have to advertise a meeting. And, you know, then I imagine the public would be invited as well. So anyway, he just wants to tour the building and maybe go down to the Icicle plant, and then he'll be at the dinner. That's all I know about his visit so far. And that's it for the mayor's report. Steve, I guess that's the manager's report.
Thank you, sir. Thanks to PIA, who have recently agreed to help perform snow removal from our fire hydrants. It's greatly appreciated and takes some load off of our public works staff. As you may imagine, Public Works has been dealing with a lot of frozen water lines, broken water meters, and frozen culverts. We'll continue that as the weather stays cold and it warms up much easier. Continuing to remind folks on the private side of things, check their water lines and, you know, heat tape, insulation, whatever they need to do. Congratulations to Sam Jackson and Martin Odegaard. Sam passed his CDL testing, and Martin upgraded to a Class A CDL last week. Borough had to agree to pay all the expenses to bring a CDL road examiner to town, as the state's budget cuts have resulted in a freeze of DMV travel to rural communities. We threw this out to the whole community, and two borough employees were tested, and two other locals were also allowed to take the test. Unfortunately, it looks like that's going to be the way things happen in the future if we want them to come to town. Sanitation staff has been working on getting all of our waste oil burners up and running. The bigger unit had some issues with the heat exchanger being corroded, and it was patched successfully and is now working. The burners are the borough's method of disposing of the used oil from the harbor, so it's important that they spend the winter getting all of the stuff burned up so we have enough storage when we hit the season. Harbor collects roughly 12,000 gallons of used oil a year, which we burn at the Baylor. Surplus equipment auction was successful in selling three vehicles and various other pieces of equipment. Another auction will take place this spring, and some of the more specialized equipment, like the bucket truck and the sweeper, will be put into online government auctions to reach the larger bidding audience. We had Motorola here on site from the 30th of January until February 2nd. To train dispatchers on the new radio system. The new fire EMS frequency has been installed, and preliminary results show dramatically increased range and local coverage. So good work on that. Joe Bertagnoli will be taking Marty's place to cover the municipal building renovation inspection duties during a pre-planned vacation that Marty's on. Currently, Joe will be conducting the walkthroughs and creating punch lists with the inspector, particularly on the finish work and some of the ADA requirements. At this point, it's more hands-on with the contractor as we try to get some of the things finished and get us to a point where we can start setting dates to move people in. Mayor talked about the ongoing effort to increase the borough's municipal land entitlement. Basically, we have a bill in the Senate and one now in the House, and we'll see how they go forward. Joint meeting with the Harbor Board to review alternatives for development of the Scow Bay area was well attended, resulted in a good conversation about planning for future needs and expansion at that site. The next public meeting will likely include a preferred alternative, and we do not have a date on that at this point. Correct. Property assessment notice will be mailed out on March 1st. Land values within the town have been revalued, and if you live within the original Petersburg town site, it is very likely that your land value has changed. Some went up, some went down. This is the area between downtown, North Nordic, Sandy Beach, and Haugen Drive. We're encouraging people to make sure you open your mail and look at those. The only chance that people have to appeal this value is the month of March. Appeal forms can be found on the borough's website and on the finance department page. Next year, the remainder of Service Area 1 will be revalued. So, again, encouraging people to not just ignore it, open it up, look at it if you have issues, come in and talk and get the appeal forms if needed. We will be having a sales tax audit on April 3rd. BDO, the borough's auditors, will be doing the audit. 16 businesses have been selected to participate, and they will be notified in the next several weeks. This is something we do ever so often, and make sure that we're following all the rules and businesses are collecting the sales tax in a way that is according to our ordinances. The final stages of the foreclosure process for the 2014 taxes is in process. Five parcels remain unpaid. They have until February 27th to redeem those by paying the 2014 taxes and fees. Proposed budgets are due from department heads and community organizations by February 15th, and get them to Jody. We are working on a schedule for Firefighter 1 course. We want to make sure we've got enough people to complete the course and get some new volunteers. If we don't have enough volunteer or enough folks interested in the class, then it's hard to put the class on. In that vein, a committee in the fire department has been formed to move to try to come up with new ideas to recruit volunteers and retain current volunteers. Our number of people available to respond at this point is fairly low. Harbor maintenance has been concentrating on upgrades on the South Harbor potable water system. Age-related wear and tear has resulted in some pedestal connections failing, and some of the heat trace is getting a bit old, and we're replacing that to make sure the pedestals don't freeze up during cold weather. Reminders were sent out early this month to users for the renewal of the drive-down facility permits, so folks who want to use that, please get with the harbor. The harbor staff is working on the 2017 tour ship schedule. It looks like the number of stops are slightly up compared to the last few years. They're working with one company to use the face of the drive down float for approximately 12 stops on a trial basis. They have agreed to work the harbor and come in on days the fishing fleet should be out. So hopefully they work well with the harbor and we can make that work. Run for Chocolate is 9 a.m. on February 11th. No pre-registration is required. Show up Saturday morning at the community center with your favorite chocolate dessert. First person to finish gets first pick of the proceeds. So those of you who like chocolate and like to run, two matched up in one event. The next lifeguard class will be February 17th through the 19th. Encourage folks that are interested to be there, and Chandra will show you how to be a lifeguard. Library has launched an online fine payment system. Customers can now log into their library account online and pay fines with a credit card. Or you can actually, the month of February, they have a read away your fines program at the library. For every 15 minutes customers read in the library, they can have $1 in fines waived. And last, just a big thank you to the library's group of advisory teens. This is a committee that they do a radio show on KFSK, Goat Radio Show, every Friday. The show has been running weekly for 5 years and is currently hosted by Noah Sullivan, Melanie Chase, Althea Malone, Liam Demko, Jolise Lopez, Yasmin Aramia, and Avery Sakamoto. And thank these teens for being involved in our community.
All right, thanks, Steve. Is there any questions of the manager, the items on his report? You okay with that, Cindy?
Yeah.
Okay. That brings us to the next item on the agenda, and that's unfinished business. And the first item under that is ordinance for second reading, and that's ordinance 2017-01, an ordinance amending Petersburg Municipal Code, Chapter 4.12, Local Improvements, to update from city code to borough code and to incorporate the provisions of Petersburg Borough Charter Article 16, local improvement, into the borough code. I'd entertain a motion to adopt this ordinance in its second reading.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made by Member Greger, seconded by Member Strand to adopt ordinance 2017-01 in its second reading. Any discussion? Wondering if anybody had had any, Carl, have you had anybody come and talk to you about wanting to pursue this any farther, neighborhoods, or what's the, I don't know if you'd be the, I haven't had any communications on this personally. Of course, they've been out of town a little bit.
Mr. Mayor, I haven't had anybody specifically talk to me, but I have heard words through folks in my office that there are some residents that are interested in pursuing the paving LID once the code provision is rewritten. Don't know what kind of percentage that is of the overall affected population, but there is some interest.
Okay, thank you. Bob?
Since it's going to, the ordinance has to go three readings, are you still going to have sufficient time to get letters out to the people and to make a, so we have some reasonable choice and then get the work done?
We'll take the best stab at it that we can. It's still unknown to me when CECON will be moving their plant, the hot mix plant, out of Petersburg. And the best we can do is send letters out once this is all resolved and see what kind of interest there is out there. If there is interest, then I can let CECON know as soon as possible, and they can hopefully work that into their plans for the summer.
Thank you.
Okay. excuse me. Not for you, Carl, but hang out, I guess. I was talking to some people about, and we discussed the percentage of voter, and they're ending up at 66% as per the charter needed for approval to move forward. I know a lot of us on the assembly had concerns for it. I've kind of rethought my position on that. I think 66 is extraordinarily reasonable. A couple examples. When the library went to bond, it passed 52 to 48%. 48% of people said, no, we don't want to pay for a new library. Borough formation, I believe it was 56 to 44%-ish, maybe 54, close. So either way, that leaves either 44 or 46% against. 66 to 34 seems like takes well into account the idea of needing a more significant portion of that for a local paving project. So I just kind of want to say that out loud to kind of put some context with it.
Okay. Any other comments on this ordinance in its second reading?
Just one real quick comment here. Just because this ordinance is on the books does not obligate anybody to have to go through with it. So there's still always an appeal process. So I think this is just a matter of housekeeping. So I'm just going to keep it moving forward here, and we'll just leave it on the books.
Well said. Okay, and I didn't vote in favor of this first reading. I still have a little bit of concern with someone in the neighborhood that can't afford it if the rest of the people in their neighborhood want it, and they you know, vote to move ahead with a paving project. That could cost somebody, you know, money they don't have. So I still have a little problem with that. But like Kurt said, we can stop that down the road when the process to form an LID for each individual street comes before us, if I understand it right. So I'll probably vote in favor of it in the second reading just to move it forward. And hopefully the timing works out. If someone wants their street paved and we have the money, well, it's a lot of ifs still. So, anyway, any other discussion? Cindy, do you want to weigh in at all? Are you good?
I'm good.
Okay. Have the clerk call the roll.
Jay?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, passes unanimously. Okay, next item. That's the only item under unfinished business. The next item is under new business, and it's Resolution 2017-02. A resolution supporting Senate Bill 28, Municipal Land Selection for the Petersburg Borough. I'd entertain a motion to adopt this resolution.
Excellent.
Second.
Moved by Member Loganakis, seconded by Member Lim to adopt Resolution 2017-02. Okay. This is the one we need to bond.
Okay, but I have a question, Mr. Mayor. On this, on the whereas, is in your discussions up there, would it make any difference if we added, or do we need to add something that would ask the state not to sell or to adjudicate in some way those lands before we have a chance to go through, you know, to go through the legislative process? And that's just a question at this point.
I know we've had this discussion before. There wasn't any discussion that came up that, line of Senator Stedman or Bryce Tompkins' office, or from our lobbyists, matter of fact. But, I don't know.
And now you say that's just a question on my part, is whether or not we need to add another whereas in here asking them not to
not to dispose of any VUU right. land within our borough boundary until
exactly.
this is resolved. I suppose we can always add another whereas. Yeah. I don't see where it would hurt anything.
Yeah. So Steve, do you have any thoughts? Or?
I wasn't at the meeting, so I'll defer to the mayor's judgment. But I don't know that it would hurt anything. I mean,
as slowly as DNR moves, it probably wouldn't be an issue. And but like I said, I don't think it would hurt to put another whereas in there if that would be if you want to amend it to do that, and then. Think about adding
support for House Bill 85 as well.
All right. I'll move that we add House Bill 85 to it, and that we add another whereas that would ask the state that would ask that no sailor I'm not quite sure how to word that, but no sale or removal of those lands, the VUU lands in the Petersburg Borough until such time as our legislation is resolved to that effect.
Okay. And that motion has been made by Member Lynn to add House Bill 85 to this resolution and add a whereas asking the state not to dispose of any land in the VUU state land within our borough until our request has been processed.
And I'll second that.
I think we made a motion was made by Bob, seconded
that,
by
motion?
By,
made
yeah,
motion,
by
yes.
Member Greger. So we've done, this is discussion.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have, okay, so any other discussion on the amendments to this resolution? Okay, we'll vote on the amendments. Clerk, can you call the roll?
Kurt?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Okay, the amendments have passed unanimously to add the House request of support or support House Bill 85 and to add that whereas. So vote for the resolution as amended.
Mark, I was wondering, for the people listening at home, if you could speak to House Bill 85 in case they don't know.
What it is?
Yeah.
It's the same thing as the Senate Bill 28. It's just asking the state to give us another 12,770 acres of VUU state land within our borough. That's I believe that's vacant, unrestricted, unreserved land. Doesn't tap into mental health, state mental health, or forest land, or university land. So it's just that's the House bill is the same as the Senate bill, kind of a mirror image, partner bill or whatever. And whichever passes first and will be the vehicle to carry it through the legislature. So with that being said, is there any other discussion? Okay, clerk call the roll on the resolution as amended.
Bob?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes. Okay, resolution 2017-02 passes unanimously, and we will see how the House hearing goes tomorrow morning. Next item on the agenda is resolution 2017-03. This is a resolution supporting appropriation of disaster relief funding by the U.S. Congress for the 2016 Alaska pink salmon commercial fishery failure in the Gulf of Alaska. This includes Prince William Sound, the Kodiak Management Area, the Chicxulub Management Area, the Lower Cook Inlet Management Area, the Yakutat area, South Alaska Peninsula, and Southeastern area. I'd entertain a motion to adopt this resolution.
So move.
Second.
Okay, motion been made by Member Wallhooter, seconded by Member Lynn. Any discussion on this? You know, I've never been through this, but there's been a little conversation at the Harbor Master Shack where you could learn just about everything in town. But one of the fishermen said they've been through this process before. And receive some money. I don't know how you decide or who decides who gets the money, but I'm in support of this. I know it just needs congressional support to fund it. So that's my two cents anyway. Any other discussion? Okay, clerk call the roll.
Jay?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, resolution 2017-03 passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda under due business is 17-037. And this is a request for authorization to put out an RFP for build or a RFP to remodel the Petersburg Municipal Power and Light Building. Entertain a motion to approve this authorization.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion made by Member Greger, seconded by Member Wallhooter to approve this authorization. And I'll read through it so people listening know what we're talking about. In May of 2015, the Assembly was provided with three remodel design options for the Petersburg Municipal Power and Light Building and unanimously approved the design provided in the attachments. This design will improve the safety of pedestrians and vehicles at the Nordic and Hagenid Drive intersection with a new angled wall at the entry of the building, as well as bring the building into code compliance, improve energy efficiency, and meet ADA requirements. Petersburg Municipal Power Light Superintendent Joe Nelson is requesting authorization to go out to bid with the project, which is estimated to cost $539,927. And I believe the funding for this would come out of the Power and Light Enterprise Fund reserves. So, any other discussion?
Just a question. Was this the design that we had approved at the meeting a year ago, the same? Because we were concerned at the time about being able to look south on that corner. And I thought that was open.
Joe, are you still here? Can you speak to that, Joe? I'm trying to get the attachment up. Isn't that the one with the glass?
Yes.
So yeah, you can see glass through the corner of the building?
Yeah.
Right. Of the three options that we presented to you, this option provides the best vision south. There were one, I can't remember the first one, but the second one was just a kind of a glassed-in corner. But this one actually 45s the lower story of the building. So you're not worried about fogged glass or frosted-up glass or anything like that. You're going to have a visual.
So that entryway, the door there, is actually diagonal to the intersection.
That's right. It's actually cut back into the building at a 45.
It's hard.
We're looking at a drawing, artist rendition of the building. It's hard to see in this picture, but that corner is 45. It looks like it's facing out, which it's actually 45. And then that 45 section is all glass, as you see there.
Thank you.
Any other questions of Joe while he's up at the podium?
Maybe, Joe, just for folks listening at home, I will assume that you've planned and budgeted for this project?
It's approved budget item, yes.
Thanks.
I should say that we're couple of dollars short. If the actual bid actually comes in close to the estimate, we might be a few dollars short. But I think we budgeted $520, and the bid now, or the estimate now, is $530.
Thank you.
Thank you, and we'll see. So you'll issue the RFP if it's approved soon, and we will have to have some bids back in a month or so?
Well, I would hope
what
so.
What is the bid time?
Carl, help me.
All right, great.
One other quick question here. Just to refresh our memories, this is a long time ago, and I remember this thing. I don't believe this was the most expensive option that we had. I think this was kind of more the middle of the road, I think. So, I mean, refresh my memory for that. Was it?
I actually think it was the most expensive option.
Was the most, but I think it was the most effective, I think, because I remember we hashed this over quite a bit. So this was well thought out, I think, so, even though I can't remember it.
It's been shelved for a while,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, thanks, Joe, if there's no other questions. Okay, any other discussion on this authorization? Requesting send it out to an RFP. Okay, seeing none, clerk call the roll.
Jay?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, we'll see what the bids come back like. It's been unanimously voted for to send out this RFP for the Power and Light Building remodel. Next item under new business is D17-041. And this is fiscal year 2018 capital projects list. I'd entertain a motion to approve the list as presented.
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made by Member Strand, seconded by Member Wallhuter to send this capital projects list to the state and have it entered in their CAPSIS program. Just last week when Liz and I were in Juneau, we had the opportunity to meet with the governor, had 15 minutes with him or so, and as we were talking mostly about Senate Bill 28 and a few other issues, but he asked if we had any capital projects list, and I said it's on the agenda today to discuss, so I don't know if that's encouraging. Or it is encouraging to me that he asked, so we'll decide if this list is what we want to send or not. So any discussion on this?
Yeah. Mr. Mayor, I just have one question. Is it, we have up on the top there the Petersburg School District Food Services Preparation Renovation, and talking with Steve, it comes out of a different pot than what we have, and I'm not, the more I know, the less I know. But the question is I like showing it on ours, but is there a way that we can more effectively help in securing those funds, I guess, is, and I'd have to ask Erica, I guess, that question, than what we're doing?
And I believe we have the finance director from the school system here as well, if could clarify, answer his question. So your question is if there would be better if we supported them asking, or?
Yeah,
or,
if there's some way, are we doing it the best way we can to help support their needs, or is there a way we should be doing it differently, you know, that would help?
While they're thinking, I can maybe jump in to add some clarity, if it's okay, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, sure.
CAPSIS is the, basically the legislative capital project list that all communities in Alaska have the opportunity to put projects in, and then when there's money available, it can, sometimes can be funded. The schools have their own, it's basically called a deferred maintenance program, and it's funded also through the legislature, but tended to be kind of a big dollar amount, and based on where their projects score, they get funded or not. CAPSIS is generally, maybe it doesn't hurt to have it on there, but it generally, school projects have not been funded out of the CAPSIS part. They've been funded out of the deferred maintenance, the school's deferred maintenance program. So it's kind of a, I'm not sure it hurts having it in CAPSIS, but there's another step that usually is helpful when you're dealing with school projects, which is making sure our, you know, our delegation, as well as the Senate and House Finance Group, know of the project, so that when money is put in that deferred maintenance program, and I think the school does all this through school board association and activities that they take, to make sure that enough money is put into that pot, into the deferred maintenance program, that would hope to get us down to where the Petersburg project is. I don't know where this project scores at this point. The school would have to ask, answer that if they know. But it doesn't hurt to have it in CAPSIS. On the other hand, it's if it gets funded, it's probably not going to be funded through CAPSIS. It'll be funded through that deferred maintenance. So that's the...
Okay, is that clarifying?
About as confusing as I can make it, I guess.
It helps. Yeah.
Well, it probably doesn't hurt that whoever funds it to know that the assembly supports it. That would be my thought on that. So does this list look acceptable to people? The first on the list is the school district food service preparation and renovation project. Second is Scow Bay haul out and wash down pad. I know you guys can read this. This is just for the listening audience. Hospital renovation, City Creek Dam renovation, renovation of the power and light building, Clausen Memorial Museum design plans and drawings, aquatic center lighting, and recycle equipment, which is glass crusher and tire cutter. So all those together total $39,272,000, with $33 million of that being the hospital renovation. So any other thoughts, or should we send this? And then Steve had another continuing list of just all of our projects, and it doesn't hurt to send them all in case there's a pot of money that comes up for one certain criteria project, and which I'm not expecting to see, but you never know. We might be pleasantly surprised.
And I might also add that in the past, it's never been in any particular order. It's just whatever funds are available at the time, they just get put into different slots. So it's, I mean, we could rate them, but it doesn't really do any good. So anyway, well, just so the listening public doesn't think that we're not concerned about their projects. It's just the way that the system works.
So, and I don't know if these are, you know, like Kurt said, that we, and it, I don't know if we did this last year. Did we have the big, we realized that the state's fiscal crisis was in such a position where we didn't do the book and the every Correct. Project with full description. So if some funding becomes available, I'm sure our lobbyists will be in touch with us, letting us know.
Yeah. So. We're taking a much softer approach. Basically, yeah. Projects will be entered into CAPSIS if that's what the assembly wants. If I'm asked by a legislator or by our lobbyist, I'm going to say our priorities are what's on that sheet that the mayor read.
I believe it is kind of a priority list.
But yeah. Kurt is also correct that occasionally they'll come up with a little pot of money, they'll look at the list and go, well, that fits that project, and here it's all we can do. So it happens both ways, but I like to have a short list, priority list that I can speak to if I'm asked.
Right. So, okay, is everybody on board with this? We'll get it entered in CAPSIS. All those, I guess we'll call the roll on this one. Debbie, please.
Bob?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.